this week's episode, I'm joined by the queen of Agent Hub 360, Miss Kelly Darling. How are we doing?
Good. I love your accent, the way you say my name. That's great. I don't know about the queen, but thank you, Paulo, for inviting me to come and have a chat.
No, I wish we could have done it sooner, actually. You have such to ensure our listeners are going to get a lot of good tidbits today to grow their business and just grow in general in life. So we'll get started. I don't know if I've ever really got the full story of your time in real estate, obviously just from conversations we've had, but let's kind of dive into that a little bit. How did you get started in real estate? You've been doing it. What were you doing? We'll take it from there.
Yeah. Well, my first life, I was in the fashion industry and I had a clothing store. So how I started. And I had this old guy, real old guy, say to me, "Kelly, if you ever make money in this retail business, invest in real estate." Yeah. So I took his advice and I was like in my mid-20s and I just did what he said. And so I started investing in real estate in my mid-20s and I did make money in the retail and the fashion business. And I just poured everything into that. So I've been an investor for over 35 years. And then I resisted getting licensed. For years, everybody kept saying, "You should get your license. You should get your license." And do you know why I resisted?
No, I just didn't want to be in the business. Just didn't want that the day to day of it.
No, I didn't want to be looked at the way other people looked at real estate agents.
Okay.
In my area. And Nolly Williams actually told me one day that there's a trustability index out there. And real estate agents were one below used car salesmen. And that's what I was feeling back then. It's like, you know, I just don't want to be associated with that, although I love the business, you know, and that's henceforward where we are today. You know, it's always been the passion to change that perception in the industry because there's phenomenal people, phenomenal agents, professionals in this industry. And so that's been kind of a personal thing for me. And I got licensed probably 20 years after I started investing. And probably 15 years after I started investing. And at that time, I had gone on to a few different types of businesses, a few different industries. I love business. Business is merely another sport in life. And at that point, I thought, you know what? I want to get licensed. And I want to go about this business in a different way. Go about it as a business, not a real estate agent trying to do everything. And so that was the beginning of the hub. Ben and I, while I was in Keller Williams, Ben joined me and had some phenomenal training in that organization. And it was there that we created the Flex Team model, which is today present in our company. And it was a new way about going about business. So real estate's been a big part of my life in long story short.
Yeah. So you kind of touched on it a little bit about, you know, my next question for you was what inspires you because you're such a giving person. And you know, it just comes across like that. So what is it that inspires you? Obviously it's the, you know, trying to change the perception of real estate agents. It's funny. I always say when I give demos of our product, I talk about how people view real estate agents and used car salesmen in the same kind of light. So it's quite interesting that there is actually a trustability index and they are right next to each other. But so what inspires you?
Well, I mean, on the biggest scale is transformation, personal transformation. And in order to grow and keep growing throughout every chapter of our life, we need to transform. In every decade, I believe. And I've gone through many different chapters, decades, and transformation. And honestly, my passion is to, as you hear, transform how the industry operates for the number one purpose so that agents get free. So agents can truly thrive in all areas of their life. And business is just one pillar of their life. You know, we're all about freedom, having people have peace of mind, calm, be centered, be grounded. And in doing that, their life changes. their relationships change. Their stress level goes down. Their health goes up. So when you ask me what I'm passionate about, I don't know. What did you just hear there?
Like I said, just transformation really was the word that stands out, right? Just, and that's kind of really what I was really impressed with. You know, I've got to have a kind of a look, see how Agent Health 360 really works, being an agent within it. And when you started talking about the mindset within, and that's one of the first things that you really focused on, I was really impressed with that, coming from a health coach background, that you guys recognize that as being the number one thing to really establish the foundation of a business. So in terms of mindset, you know, what things can people do to establish that foundation in terms of mindset? What transformative things can, or transformative, do today or tomorrow that's going to really elevate them in life and in business?
Yes, I've got a couple of simple techniques that people can take away like right now and implement today. Yet before I mention that, it is the mindset that you're talking about. I've had some people recently go through our CEO masterclass, and it's a 4-hour lockdown. And at the end, I always ask, what's the biggest takeaway you got from this? And it's amazing to me. People go, it's the CEO mindset. It's not just mindset, you know, positive. Like, that's not what we're talking about. It's to see yourself differently. See yourself in a role of a C-level business owner, right? Who delegates, who sets boundaries, who is disciplined, and they can be disciplined because of the boundaries they set in their family, with their family, their clients, so that they can then be grounded and centered. So that whole thing is a CEO mindset. And we look at ourselves differently as a real estate agent. And when you start looking at yourself differently, then everything starts trickling. It's a domino effect. And what are a couple of quick tips? Number one, we always say in the hub, get yourself grounded personally first thing in the morning. So whether you have family, kids, little short people running around, do you have to wake up earlier, 20 minutes earlier, to do some personal grounding? And what is that for you? Maybe for some, it's a Bible study. Maybe for some, for myself and Ben, we're very much into quantum physics and energy. For me, it's Mother Nature, movement, and some mindset peace, you know, listening to a little bit of a podcast of whatever it is, or music. And it doesn't take long. But if you can ground yourself personally in the morning, and then do whatever you have to do to get ready, and then ground your business. Usually people, even that are really good at grounding themselves personally, then the gun goes off and they just are in reaction mode, right? Managing by urgency and putting out fires, especially in our industry, instead of by priorities, right? Stephen Covey, love the time matrix. And so getting your business grounded first, knowing what your priorities are, keeping it quiet, keeping yourself centered, knowing what's in your pipeline, what's in your dashboard, and before your day starts. And can I just add one more thing? We know, over working, you know, for a decade with hundreds and hundreds of agents, anytime we ask, what is your start time? Most people say it's around this time. I honestly think that's like the number one single point of failure for us. If we don't have a start time and we aren't committed to keep it.
Yeah, true. Yeah, because otherwise you get that bleed over of personal and business, and you don't really actually have a singular focus on the time that you're spending.
Yes. Yet if you look at yourself as a C-level, a CEO, you would never just roll in. Like if you think of a great CEO, they would never just kind of roll in. It would be strategic, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no time wasted. And it's just wrote our newsletter for September. The topic was morning mindset. It was kind of inspired a little bit by what I had with the Devante yesterday, who I met you guys. And we talked a little bit about that because I was saying to him, it's not often you get to meet people that are on the same kind of wavelength as you, is like seeing that as something that's so important, that grounding moment in the morning, and something I'm really big on and something I practice a lot. And always looking to make adjustments to as well, but it really is the foundation of your day, and it can set you up, you know, as I say in the newsletter, how you start your day will define how you end it.
Yes.
And then everything in between kind of falls into place.
Yes, we're so aligned. That's why we love working with you, Paolo, because we're so aligned in that thinking. And of course, your background in health coaching and all of that. It's it's just common sense, right?
Yeah. Well, and that's it. Is, you know, people get very focused and try to dial in on all the tactics and, you know, should I be marketing to this and this, you know, or what about this new thing over here? And there's something I love about you is even just a conversation we had last week. It's like, no, just, we know this works. Don't worry about that. Just, you know, don't go out onto those lonely islands, stick to what works and don't get distracted. You know, and that's really where the grounding of the business comes into play. So let's kind of go in that direction a little bit. What are some things we talked a bit more, you know, we talked a bit about grounding yourself personally. How about your business? How can people really ground themselves in that aspect?
Number one, have a clear path. Starts with a clear business plan, a comprehensive business plan, which, let's be clear, it is not our favorite thing. If we're good at relationship building, real estate industry, connecting with people, that's not our thing. Yet it is the very, very first step, and it's critical for any business. You know, and as you know, in the Hub, this is what we're doing. We're coaching people how to be in business so that they can get free, right? And that all starts with that business plan, the marketing plan, the tech stack plan. We're educating what does an agent need in a tech stack. And of course, you know, and then choosing the best of breeds, which the best of breed for website IDX search capabilities has been Showcase IDX for, I don't know, 3 years running, I think, which is why, you know, we're deeply customized with that Showcase plugin. You know, we have an engineer as our CEO, so he looks after all of those decision making. But being clear about what a tech stack is, what you need, knowing that you have to own your tech stack, and it can be done in a really inexpensive way, as you know. What lead generation tools are you using? Where are you spending money? Where can you cut expenses? On average in the Hub, when people go through that plan, they cut on average $500 a month in wasted tools and apps that aren't getting a return. And we have people look at what are you getting? Is there something that you're spending money on that's not going to get you closings in the next 12 months? If the answer is this, then that is something that you would consider cutting until you get to a certain point. You know, so going through that, getting clear about your budget. And I always ask everybody, as you know, because I asked you, you know, who here believes in the laws of attraction? And we seem to attract heart-centered, purpose-driven, and business-minded people in Agent Hub, and everybody believes in the laws of attraction. So when we look at the business plan, doesn't it make sense? That is the starting point to create and attract an abundance of what you're looking for. So it's not only getting the mind clear, it's getting the energy clear. And it's amazing when people just even come in, I see it over and over, and they start getting their business plan clear. All of a sudden, clients come out of the woodwork. For years, they haven't talked to people, and they say, oh, I'd like to list my house. It's traction. And that's when I get really excited.
Yeah, as you can tell. Yeah. So let's back up a little bit, because, I mean, Ben's been on a couple times on the podcast. Just in case people don't know what the Hub is, let's kind of talk about, if you wouldn't mind, kind of going into how that started and how you grew the business. A chunk of our listenership is, you know, marketing agencies, web developers who have a business like that. Now, just any advice you can give on the growth of that. But yeah, let's just kind of back up a little bit and talk about what the Hub is and what it does.
Yeah, good point. So what the Hub is a complete business model that the real estate agent, the solo real estate agent or a small team can plug into in order to get free. And to get free to thrive in all areas of their life, of course. And when I say plug into, there's an operation center, which means the agent delegates over half of what they do to their team that's managed for them. So they don't have to hire VAs and then learn how to manage them. It's done very simply because we do all of that management. The follow-up center is our call center. So we do all the calling for the agents of their sphere and past clients, which nobody in the industry's ever attempted to do that in a scalable way. And we started with that 8 years ago when we started our call center. Later, we added on leads, online lead follow-up. So we do all the follow-up calling, which is a big game changer. We manage the people, the process, and the technology so that that agent can focus on two things, actually three: relationship building, real estate, and fun. So I won't go into all the details of how we do it, but in essence, it's the complete business model for that agent to get free.
So it's interesting that it actually started with engaging with us clients and the sphere. I think that's, you know, one of the questions, one of the some of the mistakes you see agents making in the industry. And I think that is one of them. They neglect potentially the biggest pool of prospective business they know. You know, I think a lot of focus is on the new leads, the shiny objects, but really there's a big chunk of business in your phone, in your contact list. Let's talk a little bit about that, how you've seen that be kind of the central part or the central hub of agents' businesses.
Yes, it is the heart of the business. And we have a lot of agents that come in that don't ever buy leads because they have a rich database, yet it's not, you know, spinning consistent business that grows over the years. So that is, and you hit it completely. Agents are focused on online lead chasing, which is very low converting and very time consuming, right? And they're abandoning the sphere and past clients. And that's exactly, like you said, where the gold is. So, and also it's up and down, right? So you have a bunch of clients you're working with, you're focused on transactions. Now you can't stay in touch with your sphere and past client. And then, you know, then you see on Facebook, they've bought and sold with somebody else. You know, this is just what happens. And again, why? Because agents try to do everything themselves. A one man, one woman show. A doctor would never operate like this. I didn't mean it like that, but they would never, right? A dentist, an accountant, other professionals that can make as much money as we can as a real estate professional, never would dream of operating like that. So it's super simple how to fix it. And when you know what you need in that model and you've got the trusted team to look to take it over so that, again, everybody focuses on what they do best. What didn't I answer in that question? Sorry.
I don't think you skipped anything. You pretty much covered all of that. I mean, I did kind of want to go into, because as a, you know, you are a coach, what other mistakes are agents making outside of, so we covered the not following up with their sphere. Anything else you can kind of point to that agents might, listening to this, might be thinking, oh, I'm doing that. I should look into other things.
Yes. I mean, the best thing without an operations team, without a hub, the best thing people can do is just stop chasing online leads, like I said, and just start loving on your people. That's number one. Just picking up the phone in a non-salesy way. That's another part of our success in the call center and our follow-up center is non-salesy. And, you know, the scripts. We say we burn the scripts in the hub and we focus on building rapport, teaching our callers, we call them engagement specialists, to build rapport, let the walls go down, and then people open up and tell you things. So I find a lot of agents are uncomfortable calling their sphere. Well, first of all, they struggle with knowing where all of their contacts are. That's number one. You need all your contacts in one CRM. And number two, we say the best CRM that you're using is not the best CRM. We say the best CRM you can use is a CRM that's managed for you, which of course, you know why. That's why we built the hub the way we did, with the CRM as the hub. The operations team is attached and we manage it. When you just take your phone and leave a note that Sally is going to increase her purchase price and wants to buy 2 months earlier, and next thing you know, everything's changed and updated, call campaigns are adjusted, everything, marketing goes out, whatever. So CRM, all your contacts in one, even if it's just a spreadsheet to start. And what we find is big, Paolo, is, oh, you might have experienced this. When we asked for all of your contacts, was it on your mind to give us your phone, export your phone contacts? I will tell you, that's it. You just asked me what's a really, that one right there. If everybody just exported their phone contacts and started there, that's where their people are. Of course, they could be in social media, right? Instagram, Facebook. And that's, again, a very good way, as long as you've got that discipline to go love on them, you know, like, comment there. Yet, I mean, that's not going to be a game changer in your life. That's going to actually be another task. So number one, though, get your phone contacts into your mindset of my real estate business. Because, again, a C-level focus would be, what is the lifetime value of every contact in my life? Right? So you've got kids in baseball, or you have hobbies, you love playing pickleball. Those people aren't in your real estate business, because often agents think, oh, I don't want to call them and ask them for real estate, referrals. I just don't feel comfortable. I feel like one of those annoying salespeople. There's two camps. Some don't care and they're going at them anyway. And they, you know, and the others, a lot of them that are heart-centered, purpose-driven, I find, don't feel comfortable doing that. So they don't call them. Knowing how to call them. We talk about that in the hub too.
That was my next question. What does an agent say to someone when they pick up the finance? I'm actually listening to Julie Nelson's book, and she's going to be on the podcast in a couple of weeks, but I heard about her through you. Yes. And she's in the part of the book where she's talking about what to say to your friends or whatever. Can you kind of expand on that a little bit? Because it's not the, do you know anyone that's buying or selling real estate in the next few months? Because that's such a turnoff. You don't say that to your friends, right?
No, definitely not. First of all, if you are on social media and you happen to see somebody had something going on in their life, you know, they just had a baby, or they just went to an amazing restaurant, or that right there is the icebreakers. Calling them to pick up the conversation from something really happening in their life, that's easy. I love the thinking of you calls. I used to do this back in the fashion days too. And, you know, I mean, Paolo, I was out at the water this morning doing my morning mindset ritual, and I saw this fishing boat, and I know you love fishing, and I was just thinking about you. How are you doing? What's happening? It's just like, I'm thinking of you. And that's, we call it, you know, heart deposit. I also attract heart rocks. Here's a little heart rock I just picked up. And heart deposits. Oh yeah, yeah, I just got one. That's super easy. Another one is, you know, I'm putting together a list of vendors, because I'm kind of like the concierge of our area. You know that, Paolo. And right now we always like to have three references when people need help in any area, real estate related or not. And right now I'm looking for two new businesses to interview. One is not real estate. One is a veterinarian, because I always get asked for that. And the other is a plumber. We've got two in each of those categories, but we were looking for a third. Anybody that you're using that you would recommend?
Yeah. See, I love that, because you've got the real estate undertones, but it's not asking for business, right? Right. So you're staying top of mind, keeping in there, you know, keeping your face around. And you're also getting a bit of buy-in from them, right? Because they're now offering something to you. And now they may even call you and ask you, hey, did anyone ever end up using that the vet or the plumber that you suggested? I like that a lot.
Exactly. And you know, in the hub, actually, we have 10 new purposeful calls for your database that we're actually putting together right now, Paulo. And then what the agents in the hub are going to be able to do is just check the box in the request desk, and you can have a four-way campaign. First starting with a call, then it'll also get posted on your social media. You could also do a direct mail, handwritten letter. And the fourth one, what was the fourth one? Oh, an email out to your entire database. Same talk track, right? Imagine that. And we have 10 different ideas, and I've got them recorded. So anyways, interesting that you just asked about that.
Well, and that's it. It's the engagement. I think that that really is a missing piece of a lot of agents, especially I feel like new in particular. And I definitely that trap or fell into that trap when I first got in the business. You know, the agent I was working under, she had a whole business that was just referrals because she'd done so well in the area. She didn't need to market. I mean, that's essentially what I was brought in to do for her at the beginning, but she didn't need to. She struggled with, but I just didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to say to people to engage with them in terms of like now state. And I definitely had deals with people in my sphere because they didn't think of me. And that was completely my fault.
Right. Well, yeah. And now not only, you know, we mentor you to, you know, have some talk tracks in that one, you know, topic on your own too, but imagine that same talk track you can now delegate over to your engagement specialist. And you're going to decide, we're going to give you templates, but if you want to tweak it or change it completely, or you create a whole new one, then the team is going to do what they do. They get certified on the talk track. We don't like the word script. We call it talk track. And they start out with a talk track and then they go to probing, right? And then they're looking to set that happy homeowner up on a homeowner report. If they do mention later, you know, that they actually are looking to move, then you know what your team's doing. They're setting them up on a buyer search on your Showcase IDX website because it's the most sticky. And those things in the future are often the thing that has them raise their hand. And then next thing you know, they want to talk to you. And now you're in a listing presentation or buyer consultation and you have a closing. So it's the compounded effect of everything altogether. And you know, when I describe what we do a lot, right? Even when we go to articulate this, I miss the point. We have the operations center, we have the follow-up center, and we have the planning center. And in the planning center, as you all can tell, it's the business coaching and strategizing. So the glue to all of everything being implemented is this mind share and the fact that, you know, agents aren't doing it alone. And not only that, but I mean, you know, I love strategizing. I could do it like 10 hours a day. It's just brain candy. Yet also the other amazing thing, as you know, you've been in some of our Zooms, of course, the other ideas the other agents are coming up with. It's just this very special, you know, I mean, leveling up is such an overused word, but I don't know, rocket. People are just going, you know, to the moon with the energy and the collaboration when you all have people of like mind, you know. So sorry, I got to calm myself down. I get a little excited.
Yeah, I mean, not to get too much into it. No, it's going to make this a sales event for you guys. But I mean, I genuinely believe that just for the strategizing and the business planning alone, it's worth the investment without all of that operation stuff you get additionally, right? So I definitely recommend any agents listening to check that out. So, you know, we're talking about the engagement stuff. And I think that the mistake people make is that they see that, you know, we're talking about, yes, the heart of your business is your sphere. It is the people you know, but it's not always going to be right now business. And I think, you know, some agents can fall into that trap of trying to make that happen. And that's where the misalignment is that they turn people away, they turn them off because they're trying to, they're being desperate. How can agents get, this is a very leading question because I know the answer, but how can agents get that right now business? You know, they're new to the game. They need to generate some revenue. What can agents do today? Yeah.
Well, and I don't know if you were on Turbo Tuesday this week where we shared the success spotlight story of Vicky. 30 years in the business, great business, yet she knows there's something more than this. And if she keeps at it, like health is going to go down, right? And there's got to be more to life. And she doesn't want to give, like quit the industry. So she came into the hub 5 months ago and she had a rich database, yet she also wanted to feed a small team. And she saw what we're doing here. And she came in and she could teach any topic in the industry. And she said, I'm going to put all of my years of experience and mentorship over here. And I'm going to just do the mentorship program here and focus 100%. And Paolo, that is another pitfall that agents can fall into is, again, you know it, squirreling all over, not having the clear plan. And even if you do have a clear plan, getting distracted. She didn't. She put the blinders on and she stayed focused. And 5 months, she now has 9 right now money deals in her pipeline because of the listing marketing that she implemented, right? The request desk managed everything. And we identified out of 199 leads in 5 months, she only spent $634 in 5 months to generate them. And there's 23 potential deals that we identified for her, and they're on the production line being nurtured so that she stays top of mind. 9 have already popped. We added the GCI up on those 9, $113,400. I just did a personal video this morning. I'm just beyond so excited because that's why Agent Hub 360 exists, for people like Vicky.
Well, that's it. I mean, you talk about those numbers, the amount of follow-ups you're going to have to do to engage those people. You can't do it alone.
No. And next week on Turbo, we're going to look at deeper dive on how many calls were made to convert, and also did a showcase IDX buyer search. Have somebody raise their hand. Like we digest that and we do a play of the week so people can, we can break the play down so that they can see, and that's where the CEO education and mastery grows over time in the hub. But that story is phenomenal and it is why we exist. It's also, imagine a new agent, a brand new agent, if they understood how to operate as a business, you know, right from the beginning, where could they be? You know, it's everyone. And you know, one thing before we do end this, a common thing right now is in my coaching sessions, agents are saying, well, there's two camps. The one camp is saying, yes, the market shifted. You know, there's so many transactions, you know, limited transactions happening. All that, then they'll know the stats of what's going on in that market, just creating more energy around what they don't want, right? And then they ask me, you know, I know you're coaching and the hub has clients all over the US and Canada, and what is everybody else experiencing? Because this is what I'm experiencing. And this is some of the agents in the hub as well. And I let them know, you know, two camps, either that, but yet we know that you're not sticking to your plan, you're not implementing, you're not delegating, or you're getting distracted. And so you are busy, 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 but not productive. Then you have somebody like Vicky, who's done it all. Now she's doing less and she's getting more. And she's also got more free time. Another agent 2 weeks ago said, Kelly, my transactions are down by half. I'm like, yeah, okay. Well, let's get to work and get some strategies. And then he goes, but Kelly, you haven't looked at my dashboard. I'm as profitable in July as I was all last year. And I had a good year last year. My profit is the same right now. I've capped, probably going to be Icon. He's with the XP. And he said, but I have more free time. I've been spending it with my family, my kids. And he's calm. That's a calm, clear, confident CEO. And he's been in the hub for about 3.5 years. So that's victory, because more than a year ago, he started to strategize to increase his sales price and not give away so much of his commission. And he transformed his whole business strategy. And wow, just in time, right? The market shifts, couldn't be better. And, you know, somebody like that is going to ride this market out and be just on top when it starts to pick up again.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, somebody said yesterday, it kind of speaks to the mindset and just being, he was saying he's actually enjoying the market the way it is now because he actually has time to put more effort into, not effort's the wrong word, but he has more time to invest into a deal, right? It's not just rushing to get a deal in and knowing that you're going to be up against four people. You can actually take the time to see the homes and look properly. And that just comes to the mindset of, and pinning back another layer, like you say, a plan, because if you have that plan in place, you don't have to be worried about all of these things flying by you. Cause you're just, like you said about Vicky, just tunnel vision in that staying in your lane and just not getting distracted.
Yeah. It's just a totally different way of operating. And you can see, right? When people operate like that in their business, that's the catalyst to be able to thrive in their whole life, every pillar of their life. And that's what gets me excited.
Well, listen, I think that's a great place to 30 minutes, because I know real estate agents are busy and don't have too much time to listen for hours on end. Where can people find you online? Obviously, agenthub360.com, but for you personally, any accounts you want to share?
That's Facebook, Instagram, I'm there, and AgentHub360. If somebody wants to email me directly, it's just Kelly, Kelly, at AgentHub360.com. And I just want to leave everyone with we talked about a lot of things, and it could very much overwhelm somebody, especially if you're busy anyway, and it sounds like a lot. But I want to say what we've really mastered in the hub is chunking it down and making things really simple. So that's why the very first step is just to come and get a business plan. And for $95, Paolo, you have a gift code. You can gift. If people reach out, we can give them either your gift code or you can give them your gift code to have $50 off. And it's $45. They get 20 hours of business coaching in that month, along with the goal is to have a complete business plan. People have done it in 5 days or a week. Plus they've done open houses and they're busy agents. It's, you know, just it's up to people when they get it done. But that's what we want for everybody. And because that's our very first part of our onboarding, we do it in a group setting, we've now been able to chunk it down, make it affordable, open the door wide up for everybody in the industry to have this. And then they can decide if they move forward or not. And we are just grateful that they're starting now to see themselves differently. So thank you.
Yeah, no, I echo that for sure. I definitely recommend any agent sign up for that, especially with the showcase code, which I'll put in the listening notes. Like you said, it will change people's mindsets. It'll realign them if they feel like they've gotten a bit off track with their business. And no matter where you are in the year, it's always good to reevaluate what you're doing and is it working. And like you said, you could end up saving a lot of money because you are chunking it down. So
yeah,
I definitely recommend.
Thank you, Paolo.
All right, Kelly, it's been great. This is exactly what I thought it would be. Very, very, very informative. You have such a demeanor about you and Ben. It's certain that this will happen.
Rocking Heart Rock, this one's for you, Paolo. Thank you.